reciting the Tarawih Salat. Surah Nisa was recited last quarter of the first para, and the fifth juz, first para was recited. As we had mentioned before, that in Surah Baqarah, some ulama Mona Ahmad Lahori Rahmatullah used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is giving da'wah to the Christians, to the Jews, and in mentioning many of their weaknesses and faults. In Surah Ali Imran, Allah ta'ala gives da'wah to the Christians, and he mentions their weaknesses. In the next two surahs, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives da'wah to the mushrikeen, the polytheists, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala explains the weaknesses which they have got within themselves, and especially the social problems which they had there. One was regarding women, and the other was regarding the wealth, money, how they utilize money. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes Islah and corrects these wrong actions of theirs, how they used to fulfill, not do it right. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala begins the surah saying, Ya ayyuhan nasu taqoo rabbakum. Yet, O people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, have the quality of taqwa. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who has created you. So you have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Allah ta'ala is watching over you. He's got full control over you people. So when Allah ta'ala is watching over you people, therefore a person must have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in all of these matters. When it comes to your wife, the woman folk, when it comes to wealth, if a person doesn't have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then obviously he will do a lot of oppression, a lot of wrongdoing. So the main thing is, a person must have the quality of taqwa within himself. Then he will be able to fulfill rights, and he will not be only demanding his rights. And this is also the same ayat which is recited at the time of nikah. Because the main thing in nikah also, three ayats are recited at the time of nikah and the khutbah of nikah. And all of them have got to do with taqwa. They have got to do with taqwa. A person must bring taqwa within his life, the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when it comes to money, especially people, they take away the money of the orphans, because they don't want to fight on behalf of the orphans. So Allah ta'ala says, give them their money. Do not join their money to yours and eat it up, because this is a very great zulm and oppression. And sometimes what they used to do is to get married to the orphan girls, so they will get all of their money. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, do not make zulm and oppression upon them. If you want to, you can get married to other women. Two women, three women, four women. This is permissible. If you fear you will not be able to be just amongst them, then get married to one woman or a slave girl Allah ta'ala has given you. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that the permission to get married to two, three and four women is a part of Islam. Polygamy is a law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is 100% permissible. It is the sunnah of the Amiya alayhi salatu wa salam, of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of Sahaba radiallahu anhum. And today, unfortunately, I'm mentioning this as a form of our protection of Iman. And many people make a mock of this. So when they hear about polygamy, or they make jokes regarding polygamy, because of the environment and because the system around, generally people speak bad about polygamy. So much so, there are many Muslim women, if their husband is having an affair, they say, no problem, you can have an affair. But you can't get make a second nikah. Second nikah will never allow it. But if you want to have mistresses, they'll allow it. It's not a problem at all. So much of hatred they've got for the system of polygamy. So, especially amongst the women folk, or it happens sometimes, a person, he himself, maybe his daughter, husband took another wife, then a person, he makes such remarks against Sharia, also against Deen, the person loses his Iman. So we should understand that this is part of our Iman and our Islam. Allah Ta'ala has definitely mentioned here, if you cannot be fair and just amongst them, then take one wife only. But to deny it or to mock any part of Deen is very dangerous for a person's Iman. Allah Ta'ala protect and save us. Or sometimes we also hear somebody got married to a second wife, then we start like making a joke about it, a mock about it. So we should be very careful about this. These are matters of Deen. Yeah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that people who haven't got understanding as yet, don't give them the money until they become a bit baligh, until they reach an age of maturity, they've got understanding. So look after that person's money properly and give it to the person when he reaches that age. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala thereafter in great detail mentions the masail of inheritance. Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us the laws. Before that, Allah mentions that if you are eating the money of the orphans, zulman, out of oppression, إِنَّمَا يَأْكُلُونَ فِي بُطُونِهِمْ نَارًا. You are only eating fire of Jahannam in your stomach. This is what you are putting in your stomach. You are taking somebody else's money away. It's like how a person is a robber. He goes to a bank and he steals. In the exact same way, if a person is taking the money of orphans, he's cheating the woman folk in regards to the inheritance, then the person is actually eating, he's taking in his stomach the fire of Jahannam. He's taking haram. So a person has to be very careful in these matters. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here mentions in great details, two pages, the finer details, juz'iyat, of the masail of inheritance, that exactly who will get how much, what the father will get, what the mother will get, what the wife will get, what the children will get. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this in great detail, so that there can't be any doubt about it there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, our human beings do not know who is more beneficial, they must get more money. Allah Ta'ala is the one who knows. لا تدرون أيهم أقرب لكم نفعا. You don't know who is more beneficial for you. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly well who you must give the money to. That is why Allah Ta'ala has made the system. So in an Islamic in Islamic world, we cannot make our own. My son must get so much, my daughter must get so much. You have to follow the commands, you have to follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these matters. Yes, wasiyat is allowed one third of a person's wealth. He can give it and utilize it wherever he wants to. But more than that, the remaining will go to the inheritors. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tilka hududullah, these are the bounds of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever will follow Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in this matters here of inheritance, Allah will enter him into such gardens flowing beneath the rivers. He will remain there forever and forever. On the other hand, whoever disobeys Allah and His Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he exceeds the bounds. He will enter the fire of Jahannam and he will remain there forever and forever. Walahu azabun muheen. For him is a very disgraceful and embarrassing punishment, difficult punishment. Ulama say that it can come in certain hadith, something to the effect. A person, his whole life, he lives a good life, pious life. At the end of his life, he makes a wasiyat, his will against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and because of that, he enters the fire of Jahannam. On the other hand, another person is not so good, he's got weaknesses, but his end of his life, innama al-a'malu bil khawatim, your actions are according to your final. So he makes a will according to the Islamic laws, and he passes away in this condition, and because of this, he will enter into Jannah. So we should be very careful. Allah give us tawfiq that we try to sort out all our matters regarding our inheritance, write out a will, etc. Especially we're living in a non-Muslim country. It mustn't happen someone takes advantage after we pass away. So all our matters must be clearly written out and defined. Inshallah, we will save ourselves from many, many evils. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about immorality. A woman, if they have to cause some wrongs, zina, fornication, whatever, what is the punishment? This was the initial law mentioned regarding them. And later on, a different law ruling came down. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that we must have the quality of tawbah within ourselves. Don't wait for tawbah until the end of a person's life. Then a person wants to make tawbah, then it's too late for a person. Now you've got the opportunity. You did a guna and a sin, bijahalatin, because of your ignorance, your foolishness. Immediately make tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept the person's tawbah. Allah will forgive a person. There Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about women, how must a person love with them? وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ. That love with them in a very beautiful way, in a very kind way. Allah ta'ala, Hazrat Rakim Sahib rahmatullah alayhi, used to say, Allah is interceding on behalf of the women folk. That love with them in a nice way, overlook their faults, they've got weaknesses, they are crooked, they are made from a crooked rub, they all have weaknesses within themselves, but still, despite that, they love with them in a very amicable way, in a very good way. And you will dislike, definitely they will have weaknesses. فَإِنْ كَرِهْتُمُهُنَّ. If you dislike them, then perhaps you dislike something. Whereas Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed in them a lot of goodness. So take the full benefit from them and overlook their shortcomings and weaknesses. We also have got weaknesses. Every human being, nobody is perfect. So look at the good within themselves. And inshallah, a person will be able to love properly in this world. Otherwise, if you're looking for Mrs. Perfect, it's an impossibility to find in this world. If you want something perfect, a person will have to pass away, go to Jannah. Inshallah, you'll get the khurs of Jannah. They are perfect. But no woman in this world is perfect. So we all have got weaknesses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, they do not cheat them also regarding their inheritance, regarding their mahr. Give them the mahr properly. And if they have to divorce them also, don't take back any gifts you have taken from them. Some people, they demand the gifts back, whatever they had given to the wife after divorce. This is completely wrong. It's oppressive upon the woman. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, who can we get married to? Who is haram for us to get married to? That we can't get married, for example, to our mothers, our daughters, our sisters. And all of this in great detail, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned these masail. And when a person is getting married also, a person must give mihr. This is the right of the woman folk also. A person must try to give the mihr. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that men, Allah ta'ala has placed them as the rulers over the woman. Ar-rijalu qawwamuna 'ala an-nisa. For two reasons. One is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made them the amir in the house. Because Allah ta'ala has given them virtue. Allah has given certain people virtue over other people. This is the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't mean that one is better than the other in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's based on taqwa. But in this world, Allah Ta'ala has made a system. One person is a king, one person is a ruler. One person is a father, one person is a son. One person is a son. So the father has got a right over his, Allah Ta'ala has given him the fazilat over the child. So the husband also has got a virtue over the wife. He's a ruler over the wife. Because Allah Ta'ala has given him that virtue, Allah has given him that status. And because they are spending from their wealth, because they spend on their wealth, on their woman folk, from here we learn that one of the reasons why the man is in charge of the woman is because he spends money. He is earning, the woman is at home, and he is spending. Today, unfortunately, in the whole world, there is encouragement for women to go out to study, and then they must get degrees. Firstly, when they reach the age of 25, 26, now a woman can't get married. No one wants to get married to her. She's past her age. People are not happy to get married to her. If she has to get married also, because she is earning her own money, so she is independent. I don't need my husband. So tomorrow, any problem, she wants a divorce. She wants out of the marriage. Whereas in the past, generally the woman, because they were getting the money from the husband, it was difficult now for a woman to leave it. So somehow they managed to make the house. They stayed in the house, and alhamdulillah, they made houses. The houses did not break off so easily. It was difficult. But in today's time, when people say, "I'm independent, I'm free, I got my own money," so a woman doesn't need a husband. So because of this, so many problems happen in society. So thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Taala says, the qualities of woman is she must be pious, she must be obedient to Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, and protect husbands. Is that his chastity, protect herself, her chastity, protect his money, etc. This is the duty of a pious wife. And if a person fears that his wife is troubling him, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the first thing is give nasihat, give advice to them. And if they are still troubling, they are not listening to a person, then a person can leave them in their bed. Also the ulama have mentioned what is the things when they are breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for example, they are not performing salat, or they are leaving the house without hijab, or they are mingling with other men and talking with other men. So this is the time when they are making nushus, they are breaking the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that time a person must give his wife nasihat. If not, then a person must stop eating her food. If not, then a person must not sleep in the same room with her, to show that he is very upset. And finally, the Quran is given permission, وَضْرِبُوهُنَّ. The person can hit his wife. But heating of the wife also, the ulama says, with a miswak stick, just to break the pride in a woman. So you give her 1-2 shots with a miswak stick to show that I'm very, very upset with you. Not a person bashes his wife with the hand, or he hits her. The day Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is prohibited. You can't even hit the animal on the face. So where can a person hit his wife on the face, a slapper, etc. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, غَيْرَ مُبَرَّحٍ. You cannot leave any marks on the body, that you hit her so badly that it left any marks, etc. So that's the ulama says, just to show that I'm very upset with you, to break that pride in a woman. It has never allows. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam even said after this year, that the best of you are not those people who hit their wives, who beat their wives. How can a person hit his wife and thereafter go and show love and make love to her? It is something impossible. She'll never show that love. She'll never be happy with her husband. So anyhow, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that if she obeys you after this year, then don't try to cause harm to her. Remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is dominant. Allah is watching you. Allah has full power over you. So a person must be very careful regarding the matters of his wife. And if you've got some more problems, then the best thing is to get one family, one person from your family, one person from her family. Two intelligent people will try and sort out the matters. If your intention is islah and reformation, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the tawfiq. Allah will create that means amongst yourselves. And thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions not only between husband and wife, but in society as a whole, a person must try and fulfill the rights of people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, be kind to your parents, family members, the orphans, the poor people, your neighbors who are living close to you, neighbors who are living far from you, wasahibi bil jam, the person next to you. You're sitting in a bus, the person next to you, in an aeroplane, the person next to you, not to cause taklif and difficulty. Your wife is also next to you all the time. Wabni sabil, the musafir, the traveler, and your slaves also fulfill the rights of every one of them. And normally what will prevent a person is pride. So Allah Ta'ala says, I don't like those people who have got pride and arrogance. Pride will prevent a person from fulfilling the rights of others. So take this pride out of yourself. Don't have bukhal and stinginess, all spiritual sicknesses. This is what causes problems in society. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, stay away from all of these things. Spend your money in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, not out of show, but only to get the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the great bounty which Allah ta'ala has given us of wudu. A person must make wudu, ghusl. These are great, great bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person must stay away from alcohol. لا تقربوا الصلاة وأنتم سكارى. In the beginning part of Islam, it was permissible to drink alcohol. Then gradually Allah ta'ala removed it. So the first one command Allah ta'ala gave, when you are performing salat, don't come near salat while you are in a state of intoxicants, because you won't know what you are saying, and you will say the wrong things in your salah. So we stay away from this here. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala eventually abrogated completely. It was not permissible for a person to drink alcohol. It takes a person's mind away. This is a great favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also upon us, that Allah ta'ala has made it haram. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions about amanat. Inna Allah ya'murukum an tu'addul amanati ila ahliya. That Allah ta'ala has commanded you, you must fulfill amanat and trust to the people who are worthy of the trust. One sign of qiyamah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, is that min ashrati sa'a, that people who are not worthy of certain positions will be given positions. So today in the whole world we find if a person is not worthy at all, the worst person in the society, he's made the president, he's made the ruler of the country. So where Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that this is a sign of qiyamah also, with amanat and trust is not given to the rightful people. So here this is one command Allah ta'ala has given us, that when a person, he must fulfill amanat and trust to the rightful people. With regards to money also, we have to give amanat back. With regards to time also, I'm working somewhere, I have to fulfill the time, or what my boss has given me, how many hours I must work. So all of this is regarded in trust. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions One incident which happened in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, two people had an argument. One Jewish person and one munafiq, outwardly was a Muslim. They went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave judgment in favor of the Jewish person because he was on the truth. So this person was upset, the munafiq. He went to Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu. Do you know what? You make a decision for amongst us. So Hazrat Umar, the Jew told him, we already went to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he made a decision in my favor, and this person is not happy with it. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu said, no problem, I will sort out this matter. He went, he fetched his sword, he came back and he cut off that person's head. He killed that person. So there was a big noise people started making. How can Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu kill a person? He's a Muslim outwardly. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on many ayat of the Quran Sharif to show that Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu was correct in his decision that this person had become a murtad. That openly you reject the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi told you on your face and he explained to you this year, and the person did not accept it. So he had become a murtad. And the law for a murtad is that the person must be killed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in these ayats mentions the importance also of following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah Ta'ala says, لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِي مَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Allah Ta'ala takes a qasam and says, people cannot have true iman until they don't make you a judge in all the matters in which they have got disputes among themselves. And then when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam makes a decision, they must not find any difficulty in their hearts. They must accept it wholeheartedly. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. That exactly as Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we accept it 100%. Wholeheartedly we accept it. This is the way of Nabi, the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So this is the quality of iman. Person mustn't have shak and doubt also. But the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what has reached us, full yaqeen and conviction a person must have in the day, even though it goes against his aqal and his mind, against his logic. But even though it goes against us, monetarily we're losing out some money or whatever, accept the command of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, a person will follow Allah and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then in the year after he will be with those people who Allah had favored. He will be with the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa sallam, with the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the martyrs and the pious people, all great, great people, a person will remain with them. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about jihad in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a very great command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and also together with it about hijrat. And why do people normally fight for jihad? Because they're frightened they will die. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, remember, wherever you may be in the world, yudrikum al-maut, death will come to a person. Even if you are in a fort, fortified fort, buildings which are very, very strong, if Allah ta'ala wants death to come to a person, it will definitely come to a person. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned one ayat, which is Rakeem Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi, so encourage those who must read, whenever a person gets pride within himself, ma asabaka min hasanatin fa min Allah, whatever afflicts you of goodness, it is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Means whatever goodness a person gets, realize it's from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا أَصَابَكَ مِنْ سَيِّئَةٍ فَمِنْ نَفْسِكَ. Whatever evil comes to a person, regard it as yourself because of the evil of yourself. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. قُلْ كُلُّ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ. Allah says, the reality, everything is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But your nisbat connection, whenever you are making nisbat of goodness, make it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whenever you are making connection of evil, make it towards yourself. That I am the wrongdoer, I am faulty, I am weak. So always a person must. So if a person reads this ayat, inshallah, a person will be saved from pride. Whenever pride comes to a person, it has come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's Allah's fadl, it's Allah's grace upon me. It's not my own doing, my own kamal. So keep reading this ayat, inshallah. This will save a person from the evil quality of pride. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the importance of salam. When someone makes salam to you, then reply in a better way, or at least in an equal way. If a person says, assalamu alaikum, say wa alaikum assalam. If you say assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, then say the same, or say something better than wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. But we shouldn't carry on after the day. Some people say, according to our mazhab, is that permissible? Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We must stop. Many sahaba radiallahu anhu, you mustn't say anything else after the day. This is where we must stop. Thereafter, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about the munafiqin and the hypocrites, where Allah ta'ala really speaks harshly against them, the evil qualities they have got. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about killing a believer, one of the very, very great sins. So much so the ulama say that the punishment which Allah ta'ala mentions here is the same punishment for the kuffar and disbelievers. That whoever killed a believer purposely, his fajazahu jahannam, his punishment is jahannam. Khalidan fiha, he will remain in there for a very long while. Allah's anger is upon him. Allah has cursed him. And Allah ta'ala has prepared for him a very, very severe punishment. Even if a person has to kill another Muslim mistakenly, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned certain masail there. A person has to give diyat. He has to pay the blood money for this year to see if it was done mistakenly. Also there is, if a person is, for example, driving very fast, he meets an accident, he kills somebody else, then there are certain laws which the Quran Sharif has mentioned, which we should find out from the ulama ikram at that time, and fulfill these commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times a person goes to court, court finds him free. So he thinks, I'm free now. But he doesn't know that there are certain Shari'i rulings regarding this year. That, for example, like he must pay the blood money, etc. This doesn't follow from a person. He still has to do that day. You have to give kafara, etc. So Allah Ta'ala has mentioned this day in the Quran Sharif. Thereafter, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions about hijrat. In the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, hijrat was compulsory. People had to leave their houses and go to Madina Munawwara. It was a farz of the believers. So Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says it is compulsory for the people to leave their houses. And except some people, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala had made them maaf, had forgiven them. They were very weak, some women, etc. And then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says some people had gone out for hijrat, but they passed away on the road. So they were very worried that maybe they passed away with kufr. So Allah Ta'ala said, no, you made an intention. You were going to making hijrat to Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Then death came to you. You got the full reward by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Don't worry, your hijrat has been accepted. Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Ali says under this ayat here, in Bayan al-Quran, that similarly those people who are on the path of suluk to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, and they don't reach the ending, but they manage, they are on the way, they are on the path, they have made that intention, they will get the full reward by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. They made effort towards it, they tried towards getting it. They did not get the connection with Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, but Allah will give it to them, they will get the full reward in the year after by Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Coming to the end of the parah, Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala mentions that all gunas and sins Allah Ta'ala will forgive, but one quality of shirk Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala will never ever forgive. And shaitan tries to misguide people, he took a qasam, I will misguide people, I will give them false hopes, and I will command them, they must change the way Allah Ta'ala created them. فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. How Allah created them, they must change it. Ulama say, for example, he makes a person shave off his beard, or a woman must cut their hair, they must have short hair. So all of these are part of فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ. How Allah Ta'ala created the most perfect way, how Allah likes, and shaitan makes people go on this path. And tattooing is also included in here. Some people tattoo their body. It's also included in there. Whoever takes shaitan as his friend, leaving aside Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, he has completely lost out. Shaitan promises people, gives them many, many false hopes. But the hopes which he is giving them is only deception. And finally they will enter the fire of Jahannam. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala protect and save us from that. Thereafter Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, at the ending he mentions, the second last ruku, that O people of Iman, be very, very fair and just. Even at times you will have to give shahadat and testimony against your own self, against your own parents, against your family members. Then a person must fulfill this right. A person must be fair and just. فَلَا تَبِعُوا الْهَوَىٰ تَعْدِلُوا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that whether the person is wealthy or a person is poor, Allah ta'ala has got a greater right over people. So a person must be fair and just, especially when it comes to court cases or it comes to certain matters in our family. Then normally a person will always take, if there's a fight, many times it comes to the ustad. The parent comes to the ustad, he gets angry with the ustad, he's taking the side of his child. He doesn't listen to what the ustad says. Whatever the children tell him at home, he takes their side. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, no, be very, very fair and just in these matters here. Sometimes you have to pass decision against yourself. You did wrong also, be a true believer and say, what I did was wrong. Say, what I did wrong, completely I have done wrong. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of this here. This is a sign of profession of Iman. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, his own son, he had committed some wrong. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu inflicted the Hajj and the Islamic punishment against him. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself said that if my Fatima, the daughter of Muhammad, has to steal, I will also cut off her hand. This was a lesser level of justice which was shown in Islam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding.